you learned a lot about osteoarthritis really from your studies in Johnson County. Can you tell us about that experience? How did it start? Where is it now? What have you learned from it?
Sure. The Johnson County Osteoarthritis Project is now coming up to its 25th anniversary. It is unique in the sense that it was founded in the early 1990s for the specific purpose of understanding how common osteoarthritis is in the population, not in your medical clinics, because that's just people who get to the doctor, but how common is it in the population, and specifically, what are there differences between African Americans and whites? So really focusing from day one on the health disparities that we knew occur in many different areas of healthcare, but particularly in arthritis. So this, we recruited people straight out of the population in a door-to-door exercise, 3,200 people, in fact, about a third African American. And we have followed these people over time, repetitively, about every 5 years. And we were interested in knowing what's different about the ones who don't have arthritis at the beginning of the study, but by 10 years into the study, they do. How are they different from the people who don't develop arthritis? And that's how you try to tease out causation. What is the real cause, the underlying cause? And then in addition, we wanted to know for the people who already have arthritis, what makes that arthritis get worse? Some people may have arthritis and they have barely a symptom at all. And others may become significantly disabled, may need a joint replacement, may progress very rapidly, and others much more slowly. So these are all things we had no idea about back in the early 1990s. And that's what this study has been about. And it's really been about multiple chronic conditions, because osteoarthritis is one of those conditions that just does not happen on its own by itself. It frequently occurs in people who have hypertension, high blood pressure, people who have heart disease, people who have diabetes. So it is not one of those conditions that's all by itself. So you have to look at the whole person.
So what have you learned?
Yes.
What are the findings?
Okay. So we were predominantly focusing on the knee and hip in the initial studies. And the reason for that was because there was a myth that folks of African ancestry did not get osteoarthritis. And this was based upon old studies that had compared people living in Africa and the Caribbean to people living in Europe. What we found was the African Americans did in fact have osteoarthritis in their hip. But over time, we recognized that they were less likely to get it. So this probably has to do with genetics as well as basic differences in joint anatomy. And this is really cutting edge stuff that we're just coming to know now. We also found and recognized that women, particularly African American women, are more likely to have knee osteoarthritis, and it's more likely to be worse. And so we've learned some of those things, but perhaps even the most stark difference that we saw was the fact that in hand osteoarthritis, African Americans were hardly ever having the particular kind of hand osteoarthritis that we saw in the white participants. And the white participants tended to have that hand arthritis that occurred also with knees and hips, whereas the African Americans were much more likely to have that in multiple large joints, so knees and hips. What does that translate into? That translates into a lot of difficulty with disability, walking, mobility, getting around. And so that can drive some of these issues.
So
we found that.
Real ethnic differences.
Real ethnic differences in both frequency of arthritis, the joints affected, as well as its outcomes.